Welcome to the podcast, Greystone.
Hey, this is Jane Hodge from Greystone, and today we're going to have a show. We haven't been here for a little bit, and I'm doing the show with my husband, Kenneth Hodge.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
This is going to be an interesting show, and I'm real excited about it because we all see it. We're going to talk about the homeless in the United States, and I'm sure every community has their own knowledge of what their homelessness is or their homeless is. And today also, this song, by the way, was written and performed way back in 1969 by a band called Spanky and Our Gang. And but anyway, they're singing about the homelessness and how we turn a blind eye, and it's a very poignant song called Give a Damn. And so on that note, did you know that there's just under 582,000 people in the United States who are homeless? And that was done in the last census, was in 2020. So, and I know Kenny and I have talked about this, and you've got some great ideas. I love your ideas.
Well, you know, when we talk about homeless people in America, again, I think I've done shows in the past, that should not exist. We're one of the richest nations, and again, I say one of, not the. We give billions to other nations, but we don't give a damn about our homeless right here.
Well, and I was going to say, too, since 2017, globally, we're 1.6 billion people that are homeless. But that 583,000 here in the United States is unreal. And by the way, there's about 40% that are totally unsheltered. So there's so many things to know.
You know, we don't take it seriously. And a large percentage of that number are my fellow brothers in arms, a lot of veterans. But it gets me very angry. Do you know that Bill Gates, and by no means am I saying, Bill, you should give your money away. You know, Bill Gates could give every person in the world, I think they said, either $1 million or $100,000 and still be nowhere near broke. That's one person. But wow. Bill got his hands full with his experiment over in Africa. In fact, just recently I was in Portland, Oregon. Surprised me. I would have never believed that there was such a homeless population in Portland, Oregon. That, and it was shocking, man, because, I mean, they was New York City homeless. They had little tents built. They had, I mean, they was panhandling. And again, I didn't.
It's a way of life.
It is, and it should not be a way of life.
It's a community of people. Yeah.
Yes. And you know, it's funny. Growing up in Jersey, I was in New York a lot, and the homeless people in New York, they had status. The recently homeless, you didn't have a right, and this sounds crazy, but I'm just showing you levels inside this homeless community. If you were recently homeless, you didn't have a right to get garbage from the five-star restaurants. It took years. And again, if you accept the fact that that is your destiny, then having seniority or status in that is important. But again, I say there should be no homeless people.
We kind of see that around here. Certain corners are more popular, and you can tell who own those corners.
Now, I, you know, again, here's a little bit of that New Jersey street knowledge I try to bring to the show. See, I believe there's a difference between hustlers and homeless people. Now, I can't differentiate, But most of these people out here, we see dancing in the street with the sign. See, those are people looking for drugs or something else. And let me tell you something. Yeah, I still donate to them. Mm-hmm. But I don't donate to them like, I believe you're homeless, you don't have a house or something to eat. I believe that you just out here hustling, and hey, I'm not going to stop your hustle.
Right. Well, I do know that you have some ideas that you and I have discussed, and it's too bad that one of us aren't running for some kind of office, because we could maybe make this happen. But you were talking to me about the police and the homeless, and just kind of an idea on.
Well, again, I wish I had some twinkle music to play in the back, because you need to take a trip outside your mind to understand what it is I'm about to say to you. And I really mean this. It sounds very abstract, but you think about all the billions of dollars that are seized in drug operations, mm-hmm. that eventually gets passed through different circuits, and some of it, they say, gets disposed of. Now, again, we've got our dreamer hat on right now. Right. So let's imagine we took two or three drug busts and just the money from it established what we call auxiliary police department. Now, hang on, because this roller coaster is about to pick up speed. Right now, we're just climbing. We're inclining. We haven't declined yet. So we're going to take all this illegal profited money that's solicited, and we're going to establish a auxiliary police force with police cars, police captains. They just don't carry guns. They have every other right of a natural, well, of every other police officer. They just are never to be weaponized. And you put this group of folks, again, we're talking billions in drug busts here, or 100 million, so we're not talking about a one-year operation. We're talking about establishing an auxiliary police force that every block or two you see a police officer.
Now, or a couple, yeah.
Or a couple, yes. I mean, you know, they're going to probably, if you got them outside walking, it's best to have them carrying, moving buddy teams. But you take that money, create auxiliary police force so that, and yeah, now I sound like a politician, so that no one will feel unsafe walking the streets at night, because you know you are not going to go a block or two without seeing police officers. And again, they're not weaponized. They're there as a major crime deterrent. And criminals are not going to want to commit crimes if, again, trying to create an exit strategy that includes a few police officers every two or three blocks. Criminal mind ain't thinking that deep.
Well, and you know what about that? Because, you know, it's real obvious, especially here in Columbus, but I would imagine nationwide, where the homeless tent cities are. And if you had an auxiliary police department, then wouldn't it be great to see those communities policed and protected?
And that would, that would be an addition. We're still outside our mind right now. That would be an addition. Because think about it. You use illegally seized money, and don't get me wrong, that's just a startup. But this eventually gets written into our national debt. This is part of the budget. We're going to use illegally seized drug money to get it started, but this is a government operation. You go into the homeless community, you go to Skid Row, everybody there isn't comfortable being homeless. So here, I'm going to give you a job. Now, you have to understand the mentality of the people that's going to be working until they get on board with the program that the state wants to run. And you employ them. So now what you've just done is you secured an area, and you put people to work.
I mean, there's a lot of things you can grow from this.
Yes.
But the whole point is, you know, right now, the homelessness whole thing has been kind of crazy, because when COVID happened, it was there were families becoming homeless. They lost their jobs.
See,
and I don't know how the heck that all transpired and how it was undone, but now it's a way of life. It really, truly is a way of life.
See, one of the things that I recommend, again, I haven't returned back to my center yet, but one of the things that I recommend is that we don't take into consideration, we should never take into consideration the reason you're homeless. I don't care.
Right.
I just don't care.
Right.
That is immaterial. The reason you're there, the fact is you're there. And so you should be a part of this program.
So another thing, you know, about the policing and stuff, because I was reading some of the statistics, and more than 1,000 homeless people were homicide victims in a 10-year period. And so, again, policing those communities, and there's other communities that are certainly, you know, not as lit up, or but nowadays, I think we need that policing everywhere, and it's a great idea. And the homeless of the United States need that protection. If nothing else, we've got to protect those people.
I agree 2,000% with you on that. But one of the hard realities of what we're talking about today, it is perfectly clear that Americans don't give a damn about the homeless. So we have to understand that. So now let's try to understand that America has decided we're going to have homeless people. So let's move from trying to put everyone in the house to protecting their space. So, and again, as we mentioned earlier, you start to employ homeless people. Trust me, all of them, some of them are still probably going to go to work every day and remain homeless because that's all they know. And you can offer a homeless person a mansion, and they may say no to it. And we would look at them and say, you know, you're crazy.
Right.
But if that's all I know, that's all I know.
Well, and you got to remember that if that's all they know, it would be very difficult to get any kind of work for a person who has, you know, because there's some mental issues that go along with that. And the trauma that people have experienced as homeless people is a lot different than people who experience trauma and you have a roof over your head.
Yes, you're right.
And it's,
we could probably, break down Maslow's hierarchy of needs and food and shelter. I mean, that's paramount.
Yeah. Right.
So, but again, and when I say that's all you know, no disrespect to the mental capacity of anybody homeless. When I said that's all you know, it doesn't mean you're not willing to learn something new.
Right.
But if you're comfortable, you know, I'm bringing levity, folks. If you've been homeless for 20 years and you have status on the block, you're like the block mayor or something for that group.
Right.
I mean, that sounds funny, but that's real.
Yeah, it is.
Why would I want to go live in a mansion by myself when I got this community here?
You have that status, yeah.
So, again, I think that if we were serious in America about actually addressing the homelessness, the homeless population, it's just, I'm sorry, too damn easy for a fix. And because they won't fix it, I have to resolve they like it.
So we all human beings. But until I find somebody that will buy me clothes on, I ain't gonna figure there's no more than me. That's the way I feel.